Gart joins me alongside now. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Everybody said, I told everybody it was going to be a surprise as to conversation number two. And so this is the surprise. I'm talking to somebody I work with.
Yes, we don't get to talk a whole lot on
not
the air
because
we're, you know, you come, you leave, I come in. So it's
yes,
rare.
But we have a big, huge announcement here this morning, and so big and huge, got to get the boss on the line. He couldn't make it to the office this morning. Greg Albert joins us now on the telephone, though. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning.
We're both sitting here. You wouldn't believe how hard we're working here, Greg. We're just busting it here like you would not believe. It's just been it's like going to work at the salt mine right now. We're really working hard here, Greg.
Well, I heard your interview, Jeff, with Pastor Julie and the folks from Grace, and they're doing wonderful things over there. So that was a great uplifting interview. So thank you for doing that. You guys always work hard. That's why I can get a day off every once in a while. Thank you for doing that for old people.
Yes, absolutely. And we just want to make sure you know just how hard we're working here. We're working really hard here, boss.
Now it sounds like we're working on bonuses or something here.
No, just trying to make a. I like to be a clear communicator.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it you know, Jeff, as you mentioned, it's kind of a happy day and it's kind of a sad day for us at WJJQ today. And you know, we wanted to just talk with Jeff and Hunter for a minute here and let folks know what's going on. Hunter has been with us for about 14 and a half months, and he has made a huge impact for our WJJQ family. Tim and I were so lucky when we were able to snag Hunter. You know, we worked on getting Hunter here for probably 6-8 months during the COVID virus and pandemic, and we waited and waited and waited. Finally, last January, Hunter was able to come back on with us and made a big difference in our community for all of our Hatchet sports and has gotten to be a wonderful face for our WJJQ family here at the radio station. And so we have exciting news for Hunter and sad news for us here at the radio station. But Hunter has accepted a position, and that position is in Milwaukee. And for a young man to go, Jeff, from, you know how it is, Jeff, in the radio business, you go from Tomahawk to Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the number one market in the state of Wisconsin. So we are just real sad for ourselves, you know, on a selfish basis, but we're really so happy for Hunter and so proud of what he has done and started here at our radio station in the 14 months that he's been here.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. And yes, that is the next step in my career. And I do want to focus, you know, this morning as I am leaving. This will be my final week here at WJJQ, and I think my last show will be Saturday morning. But I think, you know, it's I want to focus here on just how grateful I am for the time that I've been here and all the people I've been able to meet. And of course you, Greg, and working for this WJJQ family, it truly has been a family. And so, you know, I am taking the next step in my career, but I want to focus especially this morning on the special place that Tomahawk is, because there is no doubt about it. And we'll get into the specifics of my next step, probably on the sports queue this week a little more, since it will be a sports centric job that I'll be going into. But I think this is such a special place that I want to focus on that this morning.
Well, it hasn't, Jeff, and all of the staff, Tim, and you know, Michael and Heather and Zach and the whole staff has enjoyed the opportunity to get to know you, and we've gotten to know your family a little bit too. And what a wonderful family you have with your mom and dad and brother. And you have nothing but a bright future in front of you, Hunter. And we're so excited about that. And that's why we wanted to have Jeff. I have this opportunity to talk with you for a few minutes this morning, and just let you know how proud we are of you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, and it's been an absolute pleasure to work here and to work under your leadership here, Greg and Tim as well. And you know, from day one, it's felt like a family, and from day one, it's felt like a family not only here but also in the community. I mean, the coaches welcome me with open arms, the athletes as well that I've been able to talk to. You know, we came in, like you mentioned, I came in during the COVID time, and so it was a waiting period to see when we were going to have sports, if we were going to have sports, and once we did, I was glad we could hit the ground running and I could cover as much as we did. But it's been really a pleasure, and the impact that this specific station has on the community and what you, Greg, and Tim have built here is special. Coming from the outside and coming into Tomahawk here and coming, you know, from lacrosse, and then, you know, not knowing much about Tomahawk coming in, and then really realizing early on how much of an impact this station has on the community, and then being able to every day open the mic from 10 to 2 and on the sports, you know, sports queue, and also on our sports broadcasts, that's been, you know, and have part of that impact has been really special.
You know, and I think I speak for Greg as well, Hunter, that Greg and I have been around. We've seen what else is out there in the radio business. You're never going to see a place like this ever again. Mm-hmm. This will stand out to you your entire career, no matter where that takes you. Mm-hmm. You're always going to come back to WJJQ and know that this really is a special place. And those of us who get to work here, we're pretty lucky. If we want to be in radio and get to work for Greg Albert, we're doing something right.
100% agree. Yeah. Can't, no doubt.
Greg, I don't remember if you, I don't know if you remember, but the first time that you called me into the office to introduce me to Hunter, I was impressed right out of the gate. And I don't know if I said it in there or if I waited later. I think one of the first conversations I had with Hunter after he was here a couple of days, I think, Hunter, tell me if I'm wrong, I think one of the first things I said to you is, you're the best right out of the gate that I've ever heard in all my 30 years in this business. I hired and fired people at one time in my life. I've never heard anybody come out of the gate the way I heard you, and I knew you were going to be special. And then I thought to tell Greg, he's a short timer. He ain't going to be with us long.
You know, Jeff, you are absolutely right. And Tim and I said that when Hunter agreed to come to work for us. And we said, hey, Hunter, you stay as long as you possibly can. And we realize that this is not going to be, you know, the only place that your career will take you. We know that you have the opportunity to do wonderful things in the business that you love, and that is sports broadcasting. And for you to be able to help us out for the 14 months that you have, we're just very delighted to, you know, have had that. We're looking, so if anybody knows of any good people, we're looking for somebody that we can hire to, you know, keep going what Hunter has going here in our sports program. And he's made a huge impact with the coaches, and the coaches all speak so highly of you, Hunter, and stuff. So it is, you're going to have big shoes to fill, but we knew right away that you were the real deal. You know, Tomahawk is a small radio market, Jeff. You know, you and I know that. We've worked in, you know, little bigger markets, but it is a smaller radio market, but it's so much fun. You know, everything is different every day. Mm-hmm. The people are so gracious. Look at what the folks at Grace are doing. We do stories like that every day. So it's just a wonderful place to be. And I'm glad that we were, you know, had the opportunity, Hunter, to be your first full-time position. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, ask Hunter about, you know, when we get done with the interview, to play when he was 10 or 12 as he was doing interviews and stuff. Because they're fun cuts.
But, I'm going to try to play that a little bit on the sports queue this week. A little tease, shows from when I was 10 or 12 years old that I found.
Yeah. So it was like you, Jeff, when you talked about talking into the hairbrush.
Yeah.
You know, because you were listening to Ron Ross at NAM in down in Nina. You know, that's just, I guess, how people who love radio are. You know, they've been doing it. They've wished to do it. And like I said, Hunter, it's been a joy to have you here for 14 years. We're going to miss you greatly, but we're really proud of where you're going, and you'll make a big impact in Milwaukee at your station. And hopefully we can get to down the road as you settle in, maybe get you to do some things for us back here yet, and keep in touch for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely keep in touch, no doubt about it. And thank you, Greg, for all the opportunities as well. I mean, it's just, you know, folks, to give you a little peek behind the curtain, it was like, hey, you know, go into Greg's office on a random day and be like, hey, what do you think of this idea? It was always, yeah, let's just go try it.
Yeah.
And it was just, and that has helped me grow immensely here. And then that is the reason why I'm going to be able to take this step is because of the opportunities, Greg, you and Tim and everybody here has afforded me, and the support that you've all given me in the community as well. I mean, you, the listeners, have been so supportive. When I, you know, go do Packer games, you'd comment on our Facebook posts and how excited you were that we were doing it. And, you know, that just you know, gives us enthusiasm behind the mic to continue to serve you the best we can and entertain and inform as we do. And it's been a place where I've been able to grow, and that is a big credit to everybody here.
If I could just interject here, Greg, I would assume that you may be having yet like an exit interview with Hunter. If I could add my two cents into that exit interview, I see this young man going into big places. So when he's the PA announcer at Lambeau Field, make sure you're working some kind of deal that he remembers his old buddies back here at the Big Q for some tickets and nice seats, okay?
Hey, Hunter, you better agree to that right now. That last check is never coming.
Bill Jarts is my age. He's getting up there, so that seat will be vacant soon enough, Hunter.
Hey, look, I will never, never, ever forget you guys, and I'll definitely keep in touch with this whole community. And again, thank you to all of the coaches for being incredibly generous with your time. You know, every time I reached out to a coach here, it was like, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. You know, it was immediate response of, yeah, absolutely. And so that, you know, I've worked with coaches in the past and whatnot, and that has just, you know, coming here and immediately having that, absolutely, let's get in touch, let's have a conversation every time I called was just fantastic and allowed our sports coverage to be just that much better. And just the how much of an impact, again, you know, how much of an impact that this station has in the community, I've quickly learned, and I've absolutely loved working here for the last 14 months. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's been a joy to have you, Hunter. You you will be missed in our community, but we certainly want to wish you nothing but the best in your next endeavor in your young life. And, you know, we someday will probably be seeing you on, you know, one of the major networks doing play-by-play, you know, hopefully for the Green Bay Packers. Who knows?
I hope so, too.
Whatever team you go to, Hunter, we'll support you. Just know that.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thank you. And thanks for being a part of this conversation.
Oh, my pleasure, you guys. I wish I could have been in person, but I'm sure we had the opportunity to visit a little bit, and I wanted the community just to know that Hunter is, you know, Hunter will be continue to be a big part of our radio station even down the road. Hopefully, we can gather together and do some things from Milwaukee or wherever else he might be. And we're, like I said, Hunter, we're very proud of you. So congratulations. Please know we'll miss you, but you know, we're glad you started your journey here at WJJQ and in our fine Tomahawk community.
Feeling is mutual, no doubt about it.
And I'm sure, Greg, you have one meeting after another to get to the rest of the way here today, so we'll let you get to those important meetings.
You have a great day, Jeff.
You too, Greg. Hey, thank you. What?
Just one final thing, too. Just so you know, I heard you mention about the roast beef sandwiches in the Church Ladies Diner.
Yeah.
You know we're working in another organization. It'll never be the same. It's like Hunter leaving. No, the Church Ladies Diner will never be the same, but we're going to have somebody that'll provide the refreshments for us for the home show. I guarantee that. And we'll talk to him about those roast beef sandwiches and get Margie Wilkie's recipe.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Greg. We'll see you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Congratulations again, Hunter.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Greg.
Glad that Greg could join us and break away from his important schedule that he's got going on there.
Absolutely.
So, Hunter, just from one old radio guy to a young radio guy, your future is extremely bright. I remember when I was your age, I thought, boy, am I going to even make it in this business? What am I going to be able to do? But your future is just your future is looking so good. You stay on the track that you're on right now. You're going to do well.
Well, thank you. It comes from a passion. I mean, I've had a passion for radio, as I mentioned, since I was super young, and I've just followed that passion and going to continue to do so and try to have, you know, an impact on people, whether it be through entertainment or, you know, information, whatever it happens to be. You know, that's my goal, is to, you know, have fun while doing it and also have a positive impact on people, and I'm just going to continue to try to do that at my next stop. But thank you again to all the listeners and everybody. This will be my last week, but we'll have a full week here. We'll have the sports queue on Wednesday night and going to be on the midday show throughout the week, so full week to kind of have fun here.
And people will be calling in saying, I just want to say congratulations to Hunter, so get ready for that too. Now
thank you. I'll take any and all calls. Would love to talk to you.
You deserve it, Hunter. Thanks, and nothing but the best to you, man.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.